Hi guys, how you doing? Welcome to Overcoming Your Social Anxiety, episode 3. Now, to wrap it up a little bit on why I choose those two first talents. First, I'm talking from my perspective, from what I did back then to overcome my fears and to become more charismatic and confident and to improve my social life, happiness and intelligence. So, let me explain. Maybe this episode is going to be a little bit more longer, probably not more than 10 minutes, but longer than the last two episodes. So, let me explain. The first challenge is I made at first because back then, and probably you can relate, you are so used to be in your house, in your room, in your bed, with your laptop, with your PC, with your online games, with your phone, with your television, with Netflix, inside your mind, and you actually really want to be more like social and happy and meet more people, but you are so scared to go out. So if I give you like a challenge, like start going out every single night to a club and start talking to 10 different people, it's gonna be so much pressure. I did it, so I know what I'm talking about. If you can handle that, it's gonna help you big time. I swear to you, big time. But sometimes can be like, can drain so much mental energy, for real. It's like, dude, what people are gonna think about me? It's gonna be really weird. It's the first time that I'm gonna do it. So yeah, it's a hard task. So how to start from zero? It's something that is actually pretty easy. Go out. It's actually pretty easy. Just go out. It's all what you need to start, okay? Actually, the social life is happening right now outside your room, actually. And it's funny because I'm in my room, but my ankle is fucked up, so because I'm practicing some sports, and the other day I landed a jump, God knows how much it hurt. Now I'm better, but not that able to walk around. Whatever. Going back to the idea. So, what do you need to start changing your social life? Is to be outside, go out. It's like it's easy as it sounds, you know. So that's why it's the first challenge. Because actually it's a good step to put to the one side your comfort of your house and your phone and all that virtual world or virtual reality and go to the real world. And it's funny because back then, yeah, I was not used to. It's kind of, it sounds crazy, you know, for me now, but if you're listening right now, it sounds crazy. Be out there and be present in the moment. It's like you are used to be in the streets just to go from point A to point B. And I know it sounds crazy, but we are not present. It's like we're running around. We're like running from people. Like we're trying to avoid or deny that they exist. And that was me, my reality. So I think go out, like, do it, like being present mindfully, go out in the morning, take a walk for 60 minutes to try to connect and accept that there's people surrounding you, is a really and powerful first step. Why to do it slowly? Why to take your time? Again, the same. It's like I was so used to just run around, like I was so scared of engage in a social interaction, but at the same time I really needed that back then. I was like hoping for somebody to start to talk, but then I was like, I know that I'm gonna stutter, I'm gonna blush, I'm gonna sweat, and I was like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to embarrass myself. So it was like I wanted, but I was afraid at the same time. So the best way to start, like, cool it down and chill it down is to walk, slowly. Sometimes when you're like with some panic attack or anxiety attack in the streets, you need to take your time, breathe deeply and walk slower. Okay, so it really worked for me, and I know it works for more people, because I gave this type of advice to some of my friends back then, again, that were like, yeah, kind of shy, like I used to be. And it really works, you know, it really works. And right now, well, not right now, but in these days, I still apply those advices, because are really helpful. Take your time, just chill, stop running. I know that our life are made to be running around, but hey, take your time, okay? Nothing's gonna happen if you just walk for half an hour every single day, and be cool with it, okay? Just embrace it and get used to. So, I mean, I know I'm ranting and maybe just talking because of the sake of talking, because but I need to you to understand the why behind, okay? Because maybe you're like, you listen in the first episode or the second, and you're like, okay, cool, but how this is gonna give me, how this is gonna help me too, you know? Maybe your goal is to make more friends or have a more active social life, or maybe meet a guy or girl that you think is hot or something like that. So you're asking to yourself, how this is gonna help me? Well, first thing, you need to stop, you need to become more confident, more charismatic, and attract those type of persons. And to do that, you need to do it on the classroom, if you want to call it that way. And the classroom is outside in the real world, not inside your house. So yeah, that's the main reason for the first challenge. Now the second one, why? Because the same reason. Walk for the sake of walking, or go out because it's like I need to complete the task, is not the idea. The idea is to be present in the moment. There is people out there and you need to accept it. Don't deny it. Okay, the same. I was like, okay, no, I should engage with somebody to start like getting used to talk to people and become more confident. But I was like, oh, I'm just gonna let them pass by, you know? And it's so easy just to rely on that. Just, oh, he passed by, she passed by, I'm not gonna talk. And then you just wait for... Yeah. Guys, I wasted days. I don't know, one day I finished my work, I remember from my job, I came back to my apartment, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna start talking to people. And I spent, there are days that I spent 4-5 hours just walking around and not talking to anybody. So don't do the same thing that I did. Try to use your time properly, and that's the reason why I'm doing this series, these episodes, because I think these challenges are more like accurate, you know, are like, do this, do that, go. I think I'm going more like straight to the point. Back then I was like, well, it was my fault at the same time. I put so much like pressure. I was like, okay, you're gonna talk to 10 different girls today, and I was like so afraid and scared to do it. So yeah, start with this, like, it's more easy. You're gonna feel like really good if you accomplish this task first, and you're gonna feel less pressure and anxiety, and you're gonna feel better. And that's the first, I think, is the first step. It's fundamental to build your confidence. Feel good with yourself, okay? Stop judging yourself. Back then I was like, oh, I didn't talk to 10 girls, I'm so bad, I'm a piece of shit, why I'm so shy? So it's not the idea, because you're just reinforcing bad thoughts. It's like destructive thoughts. So fuck that, focus on reinforced positive thoughts about you, okay? no hate, just like love and positivity. So actually sounds kind of like just love and positivity, but it's like really, really helpful for your core confidence. Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's the main reason behind the first two challenge. Focus on that. I'm pretty sure you're feeling the same if you're listening to this. Maybe not, maybe in the next 3 episodes you're gonna relate with me. Maybe I was like really, really fucked up, but if you feel that you can relate with me right now, go out and do it. It's nothing hard. It's just go take a walk. You're not even doing, I think, nothing compared to what I was putting myself to become more confident, but it's really helpful. So yeah, so to not waste more of your time, 10 minutes, 11 minutes actually, episode 3. So what to focus now? Exactly the same. Okay, I know it's repetitive, but keep doing the same. Keep going out for at least half an hour, take the walk, focus on everything, but now I want you to focus on make eye contact with the people, okay? The people that is coming your way, now just not embrace that they're coming, okay? Now I want you to focus on make and hold eye contact with every single person. I know it sounds kind of creepy, it sounds kind of weird for you, maybe, maybe not, but eye contact is essential. Listen closely. Essential, okay? It's so important in the life. So get used to, probably you're not used to. Actually, I can bet my life that you're not so used to. So I hope I'm not gonna lose my life. Okay, get used to make eye contact. Not just with the people. If you cross a street, please, and the light is red and there are some cars at your left or your side, look to them, engage with them, walk slowly while you're looking right to them, their eyes, okay? Please get used to make eye contact, get comfortable doing eye contact, because as I told you, it's so important, it's essential, it's a way, it's a, I think, the most powerful way to communicate and the most real, maybe. So that's it. I'm really sorry because my idea was to go straight to the point, but 12 minutes is, I still think, not that much. So 3 weeks and now just focusing on eye contact. That's it. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and until the next time.